Prologue. Camilla Borden looked at her to-do list for the coming week and involuntarily winced. Even though she was thrilled, it looked like the art museum she'd been planning to build in Palm Springs for the last 10 years was actually going to happen. The flip side was, she'd be even busier than usual. Just looking at all of the appointments that were scheduled the following week in her calendar made her heart race. She had to meet with the architect, the different county departments to finalize the building plan requirements, the art and antique appraiser, plus the people she needed to begin interviewing for the job of museum director, was enough to give anyone a headache. And her schedule of meetings didn't even include her chemotherapy and radiation appointments, which she needed to squeeze in somehow. Her biggest problem at the moment was that she'd been remiss in not getting a current appraisal of her vast art and antique collection. They hadn't been appraised for over 20 years. When her additional purchases over that period were combined with the dramatic appreciation in value of her collection, her accountant, Harold Lassiter, had told her it was something she couldn't put off any longer. Camilla had thought since it was going into a museum, the museum director could take care of the appraisal, but she had been mistaken. The response received to that suggestion boiled down to an unequivocal no. If she was going to spend the kind of money required to purchase the unimproved desert land needed to build the museum, she would have to put her collection up as collateral in order to get the bank loan she would need to complete the museum project. The bank would require a current appraisal, so the collection would need to be appraised as soon as possible. She sat at her desk in her office, chewing on the end of her pen, trying to finish up the task of cataloging all the pieces in her collection. It required her to document where she'd bought each piece, how much she'd paid for it, when she'd purchased it, and anything else that was relevant. Her memory wasn't what it had been, and to make matters worse, she had no records at all for a lot of the pieces in her collection. It was on days like today that Camilla wished she was more organized. Over the years when she bought a piece of art, she simply threw the receipt for her purchase into a file folder. It had seemed like a good idea at the time. Not so much now. Her accountant had been very clear that not only did she need to catalog everything she intended to put in the museum, she needed to be able to give the appraiser all the information she had regarding each item. Her accountant had a relationship with the insurance company, with a special division for clients who owned high-end art and antique collection, and they had recommended an appraiser by the name of Marty Morgan. When Camilla called the appraiser, she'd been assured by her that she would take her own photographs. At least that was one less thing Camilla needed to worry about. Camilla knew one of her shortcomings when she became deeply involved in something was that she had a tendency to let everything else go. While it had the advantage of ensuring a laser-like focus on the task at hand, often she would be made aware several hours later that she'd missed an appointment or been very, very late when she'd finally made it. She'd gotten tired of constantly apologizing and, as a result, had started using a timer to help manage her schedule. It began to buzz, reminding her that it was time for her weekly yoga class in Palm Springs. She walked into her spacious bedroom that looked out at the pool with its colorful cabanas in striped fabrics on either side of it. Her property backed up to the San Jacinto Mountains, and the mosaic of changing desert colors reflecting off the mountains never failed to thrill her. She quickly changed into her yoga pants and a t-shirt. She was one of the few in class that didn't wear a tank top, but when one was nearing the end of their middle years, she didn't think showing a lot of skin would be appreciated by the super trim and fit bodies who made up her class. Camilla walked down the hall and took her keys from the 18th century mahogany Gregorian side table in the entryway. Since the museum would be limited to her vast collection of California art, the table was one of the things she wouldn't have to part with.